Step right up. Oh, wait. 3, 2, 1. Oh, nobody's ready.
I wasn't ready.
Let's start that over. 3, 2, 1. Suck her underground. Let's continue to what DJ Silent was saying.
Just into it that quick, huh?
Just into that. You were talking about March with the Pigs. March of the Pigs. What did I just say?
But there were other things going on.
Why? Tuck again.
Check.
Tuck again.
Are we recording?
No.
Okay. So the second birthdays.
I'm still not sure if we're recording or not.
We're recording. Birthdays. Talking to the mic.
Birthday show?
Both of the people from my favorite band were born in February.
All the people in DJ Silent's world. All his favorites.
It's like your subconscious is singing back to you.
We're born in February. Who is that?
Yes, please.
Coil.
Yes.
Are you aware of
Coil? I'm not familiar with Coil.
Oh, no, we're having another discussion about Coil.
We're having a discussion about Coil.
Coil are probably... This is going to be... So, both of the people in Coil...
Dun, dun, dun.
Had their own things.
Okay.
And Coil. And Coil are considered one of the most critically acclaimed musical acts, but not commercially.
What time frame are we speaking in terms
from 1981 until the late 90s?
Okay. And what style of music?
Electronic.
Okay, sweet. And we're going to play a lot of Coil. You guys are going to play a lot of Coil.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sakura Underground.
And then
we'll do that.
Yaz Coleman's birthday was this week.
Okay.
Yaz Coleman's the frontman from Killing Joke.
I'm familiar with the name, not the music.
Oh, you'll like Killing
Joke. All right, cool. I'm psyched. How many members are in Coil? Like, is it?
There were. Coil
was just the two
members in the studio, but when they played live, there were 5 or 6.
Oh, cool!
But they didn't. They played a live show in 1981, one in 1982, and then they didn't play live again until 2002.
Get out. Okay, so more of a exception than the rule.
And they were out there.
Wow. I want to hear them. Especially since they're only playing one live show.
Which one?
Coil.
Oh.
All the Coils.
They're dead, so you can't see them live.
Oh.
They died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They did. Yeah,
they're,
all the members are dead.
They both died. Okay. And it supposedly...
But they both have February birthdays.
Yes. And Peter Christofferson... One of the people in Coil, before he was in Coil, he worked for a graphic arts company called Hypergenia.
Okay.
And there's an documentary out about them now. They did album covers. He was one of the people behind the album cover of Dark Side of the Moon.
Really?
And then after he left there, he was in Throbbing Gristle.
Collective, a band, or
it's an industrial band. It's considered Throbbing Gristle were the people who coined the term industrial music.
Are we gonna play some of that?
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Okay.
Oh, we should have. No.
Limited space.
Yeah.
For songs.
Yes, it is limited. Very limited. Yes.
Are you gonna be editing this later?
I will edit it later. Oh my goodness, it's raining.
It is raining.
I do want to... So... The reason we had a long week... I'm just letting you know.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay. There's something else
I'm just making sure everyone is on the same page here.
Okay. Thursday into Friday, I spent 27 hours in my office.
We're still recording.
Okay. You all right now?
Kind
of. Okay. Good enough to come here and do the show.
I'm good enough to be here right now.
Good.
We do have... I won't go into specifics. I waited 22 hours in the emergency room to get a surgery that took a month.
Oh, that sounds awful. I don't know why I'm still talking to microphone as if this is going to be used.
We could use this. Do you want to use this? What are we doing?
I don't know how much you want to divulge, so I don't know what to ask.
I'm just letting you know that I'm not in super pain right now. I'm in discomfort.
Okay.
And that...
DJ Silence is stressed. Oh.
You try... Way in the same ER bed for 22 hours in Holyoke?
No. That sounds terrible.
The shit I saw, dude.
Ugh.
I'm stressed, too. I was so stressed, I yelled.
You just yelled.
I yelled that so much.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay, this is the next day, day two.
No.
Day two of this.
I'll give you... So we get there at 6 in the morning.
Banner start. It's a great start.
Right,
yeah.
Right off the bat, brought me in a weird little room. Doctor came in. I might no be able to fix this. He's a resident.
Even though
this doesn't look that bad. I can do this.
Okay.
Right. Go for a CAT scan. Take me into the real ER. Hook me up with the television. Dude comes in like 5 hours later. I can't do this. I got surgery.
You're kidding. Took him that long to find out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So then it hooked me up to IVs and morphine and...
So they were bringing someone in. They were like, you're not leaving.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to stay here until we get someone.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's no fun.
It was supposed to get a room.
And I was supposed to get a...
And you didn't even get a...
No, he spent all night in the ER. They forgot about him. Somebody dropped a ball. And
I thought you were at least like,
No, nothing close. No, it's terrible.
I could do this story for an hour.
Wow.
Denise was with me yes.
From the time I went in.
I am witness to this nightmare.
She was with me from the time I went in.
Oh, no. We have to start music, though. Yes. Do you want to continue with the story, or do you want to break it up, or do you want to play music?
That can be part one, and we can continue after a song, or during.
Denise was there until 10 o'clock, and then showed back up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ugh, at the hospital.
Yeah, I'm like, are you in a room? And he's like, I'm still in this hell.
Oh my god! All right.
He had people yelling and screaming during the night. There was like endless drama.
There was a fight and a forced intubation right in front of me.
Are you kidding?
This is Holyoke. This is Holyoke. This isn't even Springfield.
Dude. Okay. Yeah, that is... The story has layers.
All right. We're going to play some music. We're going to rock to some 9 inches of Nails. I can't. Oh, what? No. Yes. What a greatness. I'm done.
I like this off the handle DJ song. This is very nice. This is what happens when you have a remix.
Okay. Yeah. The song is not playing yet, so we're going to hear that for a little bit. Oh, we're going to turn our mics up.
Thank you.
Okay, so why don't we talk about that story some more? We'll bring down the drama music.
Worth the Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm trying to get them here so you can listen to them play March of the Pigs. So while we're waiting...
I'm going under the assumption that you swallowed a penny. That's what's happening in my mind. You swallowed a penny and all these people are coming in and all this is taking place over a penny swallowed. So you eventually made it out. The surgery happened?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But... done with the surgery. Ready to leave. Oh shit, you can't leave yet.
Why?
Because in their inventory system, the surgeon realized he wouldn't be able to work on me until the next morning, put me in for admission to a real room.
Oh, you're kidding. After you've been there all day for nothing.
Put me in a room.
Yeah.
In
a room.
And the order went through as that I went from the ER to a bed.
Yeah.
But then when surgery went looking for me in the morning, they couldn't find me in a bed, and they found me in the ER.
Oh.
Brought me down to the ER.
What?
They do the surgery. I go to leave. We can't give you discharge papers yet because you're still in the room upstairs.
You're kidding.
No.
This is like a Twilight Zone episode. Just like bad thing happening.
After what? One and after another.
Yeah. What the hell?
And
this is Hoyoke. This is Hoyoke Hospital.
Nobody cared in this situation. Nobody cared except for one nurse. There was one nurse that was just like, no, I know what he's been through. I know what's going on. I know. This is bullshit.
Wow.
Why is it not working? I'm so done.
Hold on. I heard something.
I heard that too.
Try it.
You have to change the headphone, whatever, on your laptop?
It's not working. Oh. It's not recognizing it.
Weird. Sometimes I'll have to change the microphone on my headset while I'm gaming.
Oh my god, we are like just. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's just the way things are going this week. It's like, why?
That's one of the things Ed said was going to happen too. Like, problems are going to happen on the fly and you got to be able to deal with them. So this is actually, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's good to see this, but.
Oh yeah, Ed, yeah. Oh my god, there were times when we would just lose, like, our internet.
Yeah, that sucks.
Alright.
So our playlist should be over there.
Now. Yes, it is, yes. Alright, so we can start some music now! How does that sound? That
sounds good. So were you a Nine Inch Nails fan?
The hits. I never had, like, an album. Then again, I never was huge into, like, industrial music. It's considered gothic. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll turn on the mics. Bye-bye.
Yeah. they can all sleep soundly and everything is alright.
I thought they jammed some.
They do.
No, they're not going to.
Oh, that's the album version.
Not this
okay.
version. Nope.
Radio
nope.
edit.
Nope, no jamming again.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was very, I don't want to say strange, but first off, time signature was a little, you know, different, which I liked. The part at the end of the chorus, I think it was, where it kicks into the little piano lick, completely unexpected. Didn't know where that was going. Then to kick back into like that sort of heavy, distorted. I liked it, but yeah, a little all over the place for
you
a first listen.
You can see how the first, when it came out, it was.
I could see that being jarring.
Yeah.
Yeah. But good. It taking a few listens to sink in.
Yeah, it's intense. It's very intense.
And up next.
We have more. Am I on?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. We have more Nine Inch Nails, but they are being remixed by a band called Coil.
Coil.
We are celebrating band members. Peter Christopherson and
John Balance, a.k.a. Jeff Rushton.
They both have February birthdays.
Yes.
And there's another birthday, too, coming up, but yes. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. It's a short month, and there are a lot of birthdays. And this is Nine Inch Nails and Coil collaborating a remix of a song called Gave Up, and it's from like the 90s, so it's kind of out there, even more out there
than normal,
than anything you've ever heard ever.
I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Let's are we listening to it? Can you hear it? We'll do it here. That's better.
Give it to me, I throw it away. Give it to me. Still cannot fix this broken machine. Watching the wall used to remind. Just watching it burn. My steady systematic decline of the trust I will betray. Give it to me, I throw it away. After everything I've done, I hate myself for what I've become. We'll be right back. forgot how it feels.
Take on Gave Up.
Thoughts.
From Nine Inch Nails.
My thoughts?
9 inches of nails.
The first part, like the gothic part before it kicked into the real like drum and bass heavy, was that yeah, was that the same sort of like, did it follow the same like melody as once it hit the
second part? It was the same song.
Yeah, because it felt like two completely different songs.
No,
it was the same song.
It was just, yeah, the way they...
I liked them both. I liked both ends for different reasons, but, you know, I now need to hear the original to sort of experience what I'm missing.
Oh, we're not playing that, though.
No, it's okay. I'll do it my own time. Unless you really wanted to, but...
And up next is...
We're pressed for time.
That's okay.
I would love to, because it's a good song. Yeah, but yeah.
Up next is Backwards, isn't it?
Yes.
Backwards is an interesting Coil song because...
It's interesting.
It's very interesting.
Can I ask, while that song was going, you were talking a little bit about Coil and their relationship with Nine Inch Nails and the whole remixing process.
Yeah.
The studios. So what was that you were saying?
Studios didn't like Coil.
Because?
Of their... things that they sang about.
Things that they
talked about.
Okay.
And Coil also, you know the movie Hellraiser? The original Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Coil made the original soundtrack at the behest of Clive Barker.
No way.
When the studio saw the first cut, the first final with the Coil music in it,
yeah,
they were just like, no way.
Really? No. That's so interesting.
And Clive Barker has gone on record and said that Coil is the only band that ever made his bowels churn.
That's great. What a great statement. And I can totally see, well, I want to hear more Coil, but even just from that one remix right there, you can kind of get kind of that Hellraiser vibe.
So up next is Backwards. And what's interesting is about Backwards is it was released after both of them had died, but it was recorded at Trent Reznor Studios in New Orleans.
Sweet. Okay.
In 1996 or so. And there's all, like I said, the Coil saga is immense.
What's the song again?
Backwards.
Backwards.
Are we listening to it now?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Go backwards.
Thank you.
That was backwards.
That was intense.
That was very intense.
Thoughts?
What did you think about that?
What did I think?
Yes.
I thought it was really good. I thought there was a lot going on. It was a very heavy groove, you know? It was easy to get lost in that groove. And I felt like the more that I listened, the different things that I heard. So
that's Coil.
Mm. Very nice.
What's up next?
A band called Soy Song.
Soy Song. Soy Song is Coil related. It is Peter Christofferson with the mad Russian Ivan Petrov. Their stuff is incredibly hard to find, and when you find it, a CD will be $300 to $500.
Holy smokes. We were talking, can I ask one more question on Coil?
Yeah.
Electronic musicians, obviously, right? Were they only like a digital artist, like over like a computer, or were they also musicians?
They keyboards and drums. They had the real deal.
Cool. All right. So they were creating their own sounds and then remixing them into.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay. Sorry.
And hold on. The Soy Song might be the one.
It's 10 minutes. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I lied. Oh, no, I'm not lying. It is 10 minutes.
And the song after Soy Song is Threshold House.
Right? And that's 7 minutes.
Okay.
Song after that is 9 minutes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hold on. We should get rid of this Soy Song, because Soy Song will not fit in with this. It will put everybody to sleep.
I like that. DJ Silence, saving the vibe.
And we'll go to
the
Threshold House Boys Choir.
Okay, this song's only 7 minutes.
Is a project solo from Peter Christofferson. Okay. And what was interesting about this was started as a video. He lived in Thailand at the time, and he took videos of a Buddhist festival.
Okay.
And then he went back and watched the footage and wrote music over it.
No way.
Everything's backwards.
And the videos are amazing.
This is what we're hearing right now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. What was the band's name again?
The Threshold
House Boys Choir.
Threshold House Boys Choir. Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are back. This is Sekher Underground, not to be mistaken for I Heart J-Rock, which sometimes happens. And that was some...
Threshold House Boys Choir.
Yes. This was part one, A Time of Happening, from Form Grows Rampant.
Rampant, yeah.
Ooh. Okay, and before that was Coil Backwards Remastered from the new Backwards. And then Coil Nine Inch Nails Gave Up, Open My Eyes off of Recoiled. And then March of the Pigs from Nine Inch Nails, which was a request. Yay, thanks for the request. We played it first. Yay.
That was a good song.
Good.
It's a really good song. Yes, it's a classic from the 90s. Ooh, that's like hopping in our time machine.
And up next is
we're celebrating bandmates Peter Christopherson and John Balance or Jeffrey Jeff Rush.
Real name was Jeffrey Rush and stage name John Balance.
Well, they both had birthdays in February.
Yes.
And they're both died now.
Sadly. And the other thing that Peter Christopherson was famous for is he was a well-known music video director.
Well, yeah, he directed March of the Pigs.
He also directed Hanson.
He did.
Mbop.
He did. No way. He did. Jeez. He did. And
the dude from Coil.
Yeah.
Yes. Mbop. And there was another one later that was really dramatic.
Didn't he do the Friday?
Friday.
I can't remember her name. And the song was stupid.
Wait, like Rebecca Black?
There.
No
there.
Way.
I think it.
Dude. I don't know about that.
That's like, that was like a viral song.
He could have.
And
that's why he died.
He directed some Nirvana stuff. I know that.
No way.
He did that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, prolific.
He's awesome.
And up next.
Underrated. We're going to celebrate another birthday. Frontman from Killing Joke.
Yes, Coleman.
We're gonna play a couple Killing Joke, and then we have like the super group with Yaz and Peter Hook and Jordy doing some other things. So that'll be interesting.
And our guest is not very familiar with Killing Joke.
We have a guest.
Joke.
Yes. Admitted to the Hunger.
We have a sit-in, yes.
Killing Joke.
Here's this is our first maybe.
Here's the interesting thing about Killing Joke.
Go ahead.
DJ Sullen loves them.
Started in 77, straight up punk band.
Okay.
Got to the edge of superstardom.
Whee.
Frontman goes insane, disappears. Oh. There's a whole documentary about this. They have been on the edge of superstardom.
Superstardom and
multiple times.
Killing Joke.
Yes.
All right. And then what happened? Once they would get there,
yeah,
it all falls apart.
Yeah,
they said no.
And the funny thing is, the longer it went on, the heavier they got, and they went from punk to metal.
Really?
Yes.
I want to hear some.
Okay.
We're gonna play a 9-minute song, a 9.5-minute song. It's nor punk nor metal.
Oh,
it's epic.
Let's put it this way. They they refused to tour for this album, even though a lot of their fans said it was one of their best.
This is Killing Joke, a 9-minute song?
Yes.
Wow.
And that's yes. Normal.
Okay, cool. Now I'm even more excited.
So strap in on Tatooine. We're on Tatooine!
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
It's almost over. Almost. We're almost there. 20 more seconds. That was quite the epic song. It's still going on. The Lifebringer! Okay.
What a way to finish.
Yes, that's how it ends with me singing that.
And up next is another Killing Joke song.
Oh, my.
It's one of the best Killing Joke songs off the best Killing Joke album that is impossible to fucking find.
Sure.
It is. Okay. So hard to find.
It's very hard to find.
And everybody loves it.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Money Money's Not Our God.
Money's Not Our God.
And it's got one of the greatest videos ever shot. I know exactly when and where it was shot.
And then.
The lyrics, the album, Dirt Extremities and Various Repressed Emotions, is one of the most politically charged albums I have ever heard. Huh? And the lyrics are amazing. It is Yaz Coleman at his absolute brilliant. Most brilliant.
What was the era of Killing Joke? Because I thought it was, it sounded like 80s to me, but you said it was 2000s.
They've been around in the 80s.
And they started in 77.
Still around. Well, they were still around.
77 to last year.
Okay, wow. That's a good history.
They've been very around.
Yeah. Prolific.
Prolific, that's the word. As DJ Silent has said to us. We're playing another Killing Joke song now.
Money is not our God.
We're playing Money is Not Our God now.
Yes.
Because we're celebrating a birthday now. The singer of Killing Joke had a birthday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay. I know. We'll be right back.
Just wow.
That was pretty cool.
That was really good.
I thought so.
That's a great song, not the best song on the album.
I find that hard to believe because that was really good. Those guys can really write a song because, I mean, the riff, it kind of just like, it had two different forms, you know, but both of them, and just, I don't know, just very nice.
They're an interesting group.
They're good. They're
and really that lineup was different good. Than the original. They went through a weird lineup change in the middle, and that lineup change did not have the original drummer or bass player, but it had always been the original singer and guitar player.
Okay.
All the time. But there was the original four, and then there was a couple variations, and then the original four.
Kind of sounded like the singer. Who was the guy from The Clash? What was his name?
Joe Strummer.
Yeah, he kind of sounded like Joe Strummer a little bit. But yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a cigarette.
Oh, fine. Right. You're just going to leave?
Well, I need to have it before.
You're going to. Oh, yeah. Cigarette Underground is coming up. Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm fast. Well, thanks for letting me sit in for your show.
You're welcome.
That was fun.
Do we want to go outside and smoke?
Tells me to honor the fire under the moon and stars, magnolia and ruby red wine, dance to the end of time. All of my hopes and dreams, all that you mean to me. Faith in the future, you personify all that is good in my life. I can still see you now. You are the shred to this moment in my life. Thank you.
Running across the rocks, laughing at Miles and Magic, scarlet and silk and your brown skin. I touch you and love you and kiss you, my love. I can picture you now. You are the shred to this moment in my life, shred to the memory. You are the shred to this moment in my life, shred to the memory. Like Aaron eyes that sparkle, sparks of the infinite fire, living our lives on the line. I'm happy to have shared these moments in life. I can still see you now. You are the shred to this moment in my life, shred to the memory. You are the shred to this moment in my life, shred to the memory. You are the shred to this moment in my life, shred to the memory. You are the shred to this moment in my life, shred to the memory.
Let's go. Yeah, 間違いじゃないこれがレノアンサー。
Travis Japan, party up like crazy. Our goats. Goat. We're pretty much done for Secure Underground this week. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back again. So, you know, check us out. Thanks for DJ. Who doesn't have a DJ name? New Perspective. Radio person on VFR, not in the studio yet. All right, so yeah, we have to stop now. We're gonna play I Heart J Rock. Until next time, bye bye.